This is Bill Phillips of Bill Phillips Consulting Limited. Thank you for your interest in Who Says, the Meta Model Mastery series of short recordings. If you want to help people think more clearly and help your clients make changes more quickly and easily without even trying, then this advanced process for learning and practicing is definitely for you. There are two key features in these recordings that I would like to acknowledge. The subject itself, the Meta Model for Language, originally in therapy, was the work of John Grinder, Richard Bandler, and Frank Pusilik between 1972 and 1975, as they co-originated the field of neuro-linguistic programming. The learning by induction method employed here is the original creation and intellectual property of Carmen Bostick St. Clair, continuing co-developer with John Grinder of NewCode NLP. The extreme value of this method was quickly recognized by John Grinder and Michael Carroll and incorporated into the training of NLP practitioners at the NLP Academy in the UK. I've lost count of how many NLP practitioners have told me after their certification training that they wished there was some kind of follow-up material to help build their confidence with practicing the language patterns. And for a number of years now, I've also assisted Drs. John Grinder, Carmen Bostick St. Clair, and Michael Carroll as they train and certify trainers of NLP. Naturally, trainers need expertise with the language models and the ability to explain them in order to teach. I've often been asked to help students on the trainers' courses learn and practice more thoroughly for their certification. So this series is aimed firstly at those practitioners and aspiring trainers of NLP who want to refine their use and achieve mastery with the Meta Model. If you're new to NLP, then you'll find these recordings more useful if you have at least a basic overview of the NLP Meta Model itself. Very briefly, the Meta Model in neuro-linguistic programming observes the way we access our perceptions and awareness of our thinking so that we can interact with others and ourselves internally and know what to do. It's as if we create an internal impression or working model of our surroundings, our model of the world, as we say in NLP. Most, if not all, procedures in NLP, if you want them to work, depend on elements of the Meta Model. So, learning it well may be one of the most valuable things you ever do. The structure of each recording is the same. Following a short introduction, you'll hear 10 example sentences containing the language pattern being presented, and you're invited to interact with this. There are 13 short recordings, each one dealing with one pattern. The style of presentation encourages you to learn inductively, just as you did when learning your own native language through hearing, recognizing, and repeating the patterns present in people's everyday speech. This is why the recordings are numbered and not identified by the name of the pattern. Only when you recognize it and can reproduce it with your own examples do you hear the pattern named and described. You then practice the Meta Model questions that recover the information that the pattern has left out or deleted. Here is the list of 13 patterns now, in the order that they appear in the recordings and using the linguistic terms they are known by. 1 is mind reading. 2, lost performative. 3, cause and effect. 4, complex equivalence. 5, presupposition. 6, universal quantifiers. 7, modal operators of necessity. 8, modal operators of possibility. 9, nominalizations. 10, unspecified verbs. 11, unspecified nouns. 12, lack of referential index. And 13, comparative deletions. I hope you'll enjoy this way of learning and mastering with unconscious competence as you listen to the way other people, and you yourself, construct your models of the world.